Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the revelation of Christ to John. Lesson 1, the Gospel from Patmos. The title of the book. Revelation. What has been closed can be opened. And revelation means exactly that. Something that has been hidden is now open to your eyes and ears. We read, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John." God the Father gave these informations to Christ, and Christ gave them to his angel, and this angel brought it to John. So there is a chain. And this servant John, he's lucky to have these visions. John, about him we read, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Now, when we read the title of this book, the state church said, "It's a mystery. You're not able to understand it." But here we read, "Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Blessed is he that reads, and that hear, and keep those things in their mind. In this story here about the last book, Jesus is the central figure of Revelation. Here on earth, in the Gospel and in the book of Acts, we read, "And then he went to heaven." And then he was gone. It's unseen, not visible for us. But here in Revelation, we get a picture, a vision. What's going on in heaven, in the center of the universe? John sees visions, what happens there, and then what happens on earth. And he's the one who is going to write it down, what he has seen. So in this way, we go from verse to verse, what is told to him. The word revelation, in the Greek word, is apokalypsis. When there's a statue and it's closed, covered, and then a piece of cloth on it, and then when the time comes, when all the people are assembled and the music band plays, then it is this. And then you see what's behind. You can see the statue which was covered before. And this word of discovering, this means apokalypsis. You see something what you could not see before that. Revelation continues the description of Jesus after his resurrection, what continued in heaven. And we can have a look at on his work of salvation in behalf of his people. And we have two books which show us what happens in heaven. This is the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, which talks about Jesus' service in the heavenly sanctuary, and the book of Revelation. These are the two books which open our eyes for the unseen world. Without Revelation and without Hebrews, we would miss a main aspect of the Lord's service for us.